Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. So glad you're able to come by and spend time with me. On today's show, we're going to talk about how to trust God, or can you trust God, even when it looks like He isn't responding? Let's be honest, many of us are going through some tough times right now. I'm not going to kid you. These are incredibly challenging times. But my goal here is to be here with you, to walk with you, and to help you to see God in all of that's taking place. We're going to look at some scripture today and really try to seize this opportunity to trust God. I mean, this is a golden opportunity. I'm using that word a lot, but it's true, for us to really trust. And what you're going to hear me say on the program today is it's possible to trust, to consciously make a decision to trust even when you don't feel like it. And for many of us, that's not easy to get over that hurdle, but that's what I'm going to try to help you with today as we go through the show. So settle in, kick your feet up, whatever you have to do, make yourself comfortable. We are about to pray. We're about to turn to our Father in heaven and ask Him for His blessings, for His help to get through the challenges of today. Tomorrow we'll ask again, right? But today is all we have. This is all we have at the moment. The present moment is all we got, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank You for bringing us to this point in time. We're alive right now, Father. You have enabled us to be alive at this moment in time. Thank You for providing for us. From the moment we were born up until now, You have preserved our lives. So we thank You for that. We recognize Your providential care for us, and we ask You to help us to continue to keep focused on You and not to become overly distracted. Father, we ask You to keep us safe from the coronavirus. We ask You to protect our families, both spiritually, physically, emotionally. We ask You to heal those who are suffering from the disease right now. We ask You to help those who are struggling financially. Father, we ask You to draw us closer to Yourself through Your Son, Jesus. And we ask for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit this day, April the 1st. You have given us a brand new month, and we ask for that fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit for right now, for today, for this moment in time. Thank You, Father, because I know You heard our prayers. So we thank You for that gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank You for the graces that You're flooding us with right now. And Father, we ask You, because we are weak, because we lose sight of the big picture, and the big picture is You, we ask You for greater faith. And we ask You to reveal to us those areas in us that have to be changed. And then please give us the courage and the fortitude necessary to make those changes. Father, I ask You to give me the words for the program today and open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to Your message. And we ask this in Jesus' most powerful and sacred name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. I want to thank you for hanging out with me for a little bit. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't feeling it this morning, and I said that the other day, too. I want you to understand that I do not always feel it. I sometimes look ahead and wonder, how the heck are we going to get out of this mess? But what I have learned, because I've had to do this for a long time now, being in full-time ministry and really living from, I want to say month to month, but really almost day to day sometimes, supporting my family in full-time ministry, the Lord has provided. But man, it's been tough for me to try to trust Him, because there were many times when things were looking bleak, but He has always been there for me. So you have to understand that I'm used to living like this. And I'm the worry guy, and I speak a lot and write about overcoming worry, because the Lord has delivered me one day at a time from this tendency to worry. So what I'm writing about, they're personal experiences. What I speak about, personal experiences. So I've been living like this, but I am not perfect. I do not have this down pat. I don't. I struggle too because I have a tendency to be anxious. But my goal is to help lead you closer to our Lord and help you realize that it is possible to experience peace. Right now, in the midst of a pandemic, you can experience peace. You can experience joy. You're not going to get that by turning on the news. You're not going to get that by scrolling Facebook. Yeah, you're going to see good stuff on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I use it. I use Twitter. But you have to learn to let some stuff just scroll on by and not focus on it. Nobody can predict where this pandemic is going. Nobody can tell you how many people will die or get sick. They can give you educated guesses, but they can't predict it. You got to believe that. And at times like this, the secret to you experiencing joy and peace in your life, that's going to come from the Holy Spirit. So you've got to make a conscious decision to tap into the Spirit's power. And yeah, it's power in you in order to feel that peace. And if you struggle with it, hang out with me each day. We're going to do this together. And that's the reason I started this show up again. And I have no intention to give it up anytime soon. As long as I'm able to financially afford to put it on the air and keep going in full-time ministry, and as long as I'm alive, I'm going to be here to do this. And I thank you for your support, your prayer support, your financial support, your encouragement, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I know God wants me to do this, and the way he's showing me is by giving me you. And I'm not kidding. I feel your presence. I see your support. Again, you're praying for me. You're giving me financial help. I am so grateful. Let's do this together. You can experience peace. But we can't do it by watching the news all the time. We can't do it by speculating on the future. If you want to hang on to a pleasant thought, think of that vacation spot or your favorite restaurant or being able to be somewhere in public again. Hang on to that. Hang on to that. That's not a bad thing. But I don't know when that's going to happen. In the meantime, let's focus on the Lord. You know, I'm not going to try to tell you that you can't think of a pleasant thought. One of the things my family and I like to do is we like to see the ocean. We like to be at the ocean. Well, I think about that sometimes. And I want to be there again. But more importantly, I force myself to concentrate on God's presence in my life. And then I'm able to feel that peace now. Yeah, from time to time, I do focus about when this is done, whenever that'll be, we're going to get back to some degree of our normal lives, whatever that means. But more importantly, don't let your mind constantly dwell on how long will this last, because that's a question that only God can answer. So let's bring it back to God. Let's pray. Let's read scripture. Let's connect with our church services online. Let's connect with our pastors, our priests online. And let's focus on the fact that Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, they are with us right now. And I think that's so important for us to remember. So with that in mind, I want to briefly touch on the Mass readings, especially the first reading from Daily Mass today. Now, today is Wednesday. I'll be all right. Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. And I think the readings were so very powerful that I really had to talk about them. If I have enough time, I'll also do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. But I really want to touch on these readings because I think that this first reading just hit me today. And I think there's an important decision that we all have to make today. You know, we think that we don't have any control. And yeah, we don't have a lot of control. But we have control of our will. You and me, we've got free will. There are certain things that we can do. So rather than focus on the things that we can't do, let's focus on what we can do. And I mean that. I'm not pointing any fingers because, you know, this is my battle too. But let's take control. Because one of the things that hurts those of us who tend to worry is a lack of control. We like to be in control. So God has given us control of our will. Let's use that. And let's realize nobody can take that away from us. No coronavirus, no stay-at-home order, no anything can take your will and my will away from us. We are able to exercise free will. Let's talk a little bit about that. Today's the first reading comes from the book of the prophet Daniel, and it begins in chapter 3, verse 14. Let me read a little of this, and we might chat as we go along. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "It is true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God. Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up?" So the king had declared that all of his people have to worship the false idol, the golden statue set up by the king. And now we've got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who are saying, "I am not. We are not going to do that. We are not going to worship a false god." So now the king is giving them another chance and really threatening them, saying, "If you don't do this, you boys are going to be in big trouble. Be ready now," he said, "to fall down and worship the statue that I had made whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise, you shall be instantly cast into the white-hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands?" So see what's happening. This king is saying, "I am more powerful than God." And if you want, look at this king as this mysterious coronavirus right now. This coronavirus has crippled the world. We all are afraid of this mysterious, this evil, this destructive virus. And in a similar way, now look, here, listen to what I'm saying here. In a similar way, the virus, and just bear with me, I'm just trying to build a scenario here. So I'm using I'm describing this virus, comparing the virus to the king in a loose way, but in a sense, it's not that much different. The virus is saying, "You will be afraid of me. You will bow down before me. I will defeat you. You will cower in fear because I am more powerful than your God." Now, this is what we're hearing, and guess who's feeding into that? The devil. The devil loves this way of thinking because he wants to scare the daylights out of you, and he wants you to think this virus is bigger than God. You'll never have your freedom back again. You're going to get sick. You're going to die. You'll never be able to go to church. Stop it. Right now, he's lying. He's lying. Because this is the same threat faced by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king is saying, "I am more powerful than your God. You worship me." So, the coronavirus and Satan, because he's involved in this, he wants to get in your head, is saying to you, and Satan's going to double down on this as well, saying to you, "You better be afraid. You better be afraid. God can't help you now because I am bigger." Again, that's a lie. Because no matter how it looks, God's bigger than the coronavirus. Believe that. It doesn't matter how you feel. Look, I'm scared too sometimes. I see the news reports too. I don't have my head buried in the sand. I need to be aware, but I also need to be aware of the power of God in my life. And that's why I'm here, to help you remember that. See, we help each other. I'm here to help you remember that. So the king threatens, says to these three men, either you do this or you're in big trouble. I'm going to throw you into the white-hot furnace. And how can your God help you then? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar. Listen to what they say. "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter." In other words, king, we don't need to defend ourselves. We don't need to defend ourselves. You can't tell us what to do. Coronavirus, Satan, you can't tell us what to do. You can't make us do anything. "If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white-hot furnace, and from your hands, O king, may he save us. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from this furnace, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." Now, let me pause for a minute here because this is really important. It's easy for us to miss this. These guys are about to get thrown into the furnace. And they are recognizing that God can save them. He can save them. Even though it technically is impossible for them to survive being thrown into the furnace. They don't know if he will. Now, I want you to understand that. They don't know if he will. It's not a guarantee that they won't perish in that furnace, right? But they're willing to live with the uncertainty. And they say, if he will, it's not a given. But even if he doesn't, we are not going to bow down and worship this false idol. That is a powerful statement. That, for you and for me, that's a chain breaker right there. That's freedom for us. Because we can look this coronavirus straight in the eye and say, you know what, coronavirus? And again, I'm personalizing a virus. I get that. But you know what I'm saying. We can look the coronavirus in the eye and say, you know what, coronavirus? God can save me. He's bigger than you. But even if he doesn't, even if he chooses not to for whatever reason, that's okay. I'm still not going to bow down and worship you. And I think that's what you and me, we need to make that conscious decision today. We need to make that conscious decision to say, all right, I'm not giving in to this fear because God is more powerful. What I am not saying to you is go out and be irresponsible. No, God wants you to be obedient. He wants you to obey church authorities, civil authorities. He wants you to be cautious. So let's not get irresponsible about this. But what I'm saying is let's not give in to fear. Let's not project into the future. Let's thank God that he's with us right now and acknowledge that he is all powerful. And I pray the Holy Spirit opens your heart up right now to let you see that. You don't have to give in to fear. You can make a decision to trust the Lord, even if you feel you're about to head into the furnace. And again, that doesn't mean these guys weren't scared. Doesn't mean that you're not scared. Doesn't mean that I'm not scared. But when you make that decision, that's a game changer. Because you can feel, you open the door to let the Lord's peace and joy fill your soul. I'm getting peaceful as I'm speaking about this. Let's make that decision today. I posted earlier on Facebook about there's this song by the group Mercy Me. The song's called Even If. It's about this scenario. Even if he chooses not to save me, I don't care. I trust him. Because I know there is something better for me. I know that good will result from this. This is a conscious decision we can make. We can make it today. And I'm going to ask you to make it with me. We'll pray at the end when we talk about this. And that's important. I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know if I will be here tomorrow. It might not be the coronavirus. It could be anything. I have no idea. And that's okay. I have learned with God's help to be okay with the uncertainty. And I assure you, if you know me personally, you know that is not the way I typically roll. But I have learned over the years, the Lord has been preparing me. And I fully believe that he was preparing me for right now because I'm getting a lot of attention right now. Praise God for that. Use me, Lord. Use me as your instrument. As I speak these words, I'm peaceful. That doesn't mean 10 minutes from now, at the end of the show, later on tonight, I will always be peaceful. But when that happens, when I start to lose my peace, it's that coronavirus or the devil or some threat trying to take my focus off of the Lord. And that's when I have to redirect and get my focus back on him. So, King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage, yeah, I bet, against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual and had some of the strongest men in his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the white-hot furnace. So this is what's happening. He's casting them into this white-hot, excuse me, I need to take a sip of my beverage du jour, which happens to be a nice glass of water. Excuse me, apologize for that. I'm getting so excited, I'm choking up here. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. "But," he replied, "I see 4 men unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the fourth looks like a son of God. Now, who do you think that can be? Many biblical scholars think that that represents Jesus, even though we're talking about the Old Testament here. Here's what you need to remember. Jesus is with you right now. You're confined to your home. Guess who's with you? Our Lord Jesus Christ is with you. Make sure you talk to him. He's with you. He's there to keep you company. He's there to reassure you. He's there to protect you. Let's turn the TV off. Let's take a step back from the internet. And let's focus on Jesus Christ, who is with you. Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." And, you know, the point I want to make with this story is we've got that ability to turn to the Lord today, to turn to Jesus who is with us in the midst of this crisis, and say, "Lord, I trust you. Jesus, I trust in you." Those words at the bottom of the Divine Mercy image. "Jesus, I trust in you. I'm scared. I'm hearing all kinds of bad things. I'm afraid to die. I'm afraid to suffer. I'm afraid to experience financial loss. I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. Jesus, I trust in you." I'm not saying you have to feel it, because you don't. I pray those words often and I don't feel it. But over time, you'll feel it more. I know that's true. I know that the more you walk with the Lord, and it takes time, it's a process. I sound like a broken record. I say that all the time. But it is a process, and it does take time. It doesn't happen overnight. But as I speak these words to you, I do trust him. He has given me the ability, and this is not something I've always been able to do, to live with uncertainty and to experience joy and peace. That's why you need to walk with him. That's why you need to turn to him. That's why you need to pray. That's why you need to be open to the fact that he can perform a miracle. And yes, please keep asking for the miracle. Please ask for him to put an end to this coronavirus. Please ask for him to get the economy back up and running. Please ask for him to deliver you from your fears. But also be open to what he's doing, even if you don't understand it. That's the way you're going to find peace, by being open to what he has to say. Now, I want to, that's really important. This is an important concept. I really want to drive it home today. You have control over your will. You can choose to do this. Let's pray at the end, and let's do it together. I want to just briefly touch, before we run out of time, on the Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse for today. It's day 36 of the process. Comes from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, Colossians 1:24. "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church." Now, this is one of those crazy verses that can really drive us bonkers. What Paul is saying, and I don't have a lot of time to go into this, but I go into it in the meditation for Give Up Worry for Lent. But essentially what Paul is saying is that the sacrifice of Christ on the cross was complete. He did what he was supposed to do. He sacrificed himself. He took our sins upon himself, and he sacrificed himself to the Father. And as part of the body of Christ, we go along with him for the ride, for lack of a better term. So he opened the gates of heaven. He redeemed us by that. His sacrifice was not incomplete. However, in his wisdom, he allows us to help him. He doesn't have to, but he does, in his mission of redeeming the world. We are part of the mystical body of Christ. We're part of the church. So this is the concept of redemptive suffering. And what it means is that I am allowed, it's a privilege by Jesus given to me, to unite my suffering, whatever my suffering is, with his suffering. I mean, I'm not up on the crucifix. Let's be real here. He's doing the major suffering. But whatever suffering I have in life, I have the ability to offer it up and unite it with his suffering. And in doing so, he is allowing me to help him to redeem the world, to save souls. That's a pretty important privilege. So while you're suffering, please just make sure to say, "Lord, I offer this up. Please use this suffering, because nothing could be worse than wasted suffering. Please do that. All right? Let's pray quickly and consciously trust the Lord, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, wow, powerful lesson today, Lord. Lord, despite the fact that I'm scared, despite the fact that it doesn't seem to make sense, I choose to trust you today. I choose to consciously declare that I believe that you know what you are doing. Even though I might not feel it, I'm going to make that decision. I'm trusting you, Lord. I ask you to use this for good. I ask you to use my suffering, to unite my suffering to yours, and to bring good from it, Lord. Because I know that you would not be allowing this unless you could bring good from it. Jesus, in your name, I pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It didn't have to be complicated, see? I thank you for hanging out with me today. Please remember to go to followingthetruth.com. Help me stay on the air by making a donation. Click on donate, and you can make a secure donation through PayPal. Now, I'll be honest. I didn't get any donations yesterday. Can you help me out today? Can you help me to continue to proclaim this message? Followingthetruth.com. I need you. $10 a month would be huge for me right now, so that I can continue this daily show. I want to continue this for a long time to come. And all of my speaking work, it's on hold right now. So, you know, I'm depending on you, and I appreciate that. Thank you. If you can, I totally understand. Pray for me, because I'm praying for you. If you can do it, though, followingthetruth.com, click on donate. You can help me to stay on the air, and you can help me to fund my full-time ministry, because the world needs to hear this message. The world needs to hear the gospel. I want to continue to proclaim it. And again, I thank you. Spread the word about Following the Truth. Remember also my weekly show, The Gary Zimak Show. If you go to followingthetruth.com, you'll find out how to access both of these podcasts free of charge. And spread the word. Let people know about it. All right, I want you to hang in there. Make that decision to trust the Lord today, because Jesus is with you right now. God bless you. God willing, I will see you tomorrow right here on Following the Truth.